Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 16, Scene 1, Kaliya. Sometimes Krishna used to go with his boyfriends and with Balaram, and sometimes he used to go alone with his friends to the bank of the Yamuna and tend the cows. Gradually, the summer season arrived, and one day, while in the field, the boys and cows became very thirsty and began to drink the water of the Yamuna. The river, however, was made poisonous by the venom of the great serpent known as Kaliya. Because the water was so poisonous, the boys and cows became visibly affected immediately after drinking. Suddenly they fell down on the ground and apparently died. Then Krishna, who is the life of all lives, simply cast his merciful glance over them, and all the boys and cows regained consciousness and began to look at one another with great astonishment. They could understand that by drinking the water of the Yamuna they had died, and that the merciful glance of Krishna restored their lives. Thus they appreciated the mystic power of Krishna, who is known as Yogeshvara, the master of all mystic yogis. And when Krishna understood that the water of the Yamuna was being polluted by the black serpent Kaliya, Lord Krishna took action against him and made Kaliya leave the Yamuna and go elsewhere. Thus, the water once again became purified. When this story was being narrated by Shukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit became eager to hear more about Krishna's childhood pastimes. Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva how Krishna chastised Kaliya, who was living in the water for many years. Actually, Maharaj Parikshit was becoming more and more enthusiastic to hear the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, and his inquiry was made with great interest. Shukadeva Goswami narrated the story as follows. Within the river Yamuna, there was a great lake, and in that lake the black serpent Kaliya used to live. Because of his poison, the whole area was so contaminated that it emanated a poisonous vapor 24 hours a day. If a bird happened to even pass over the spot, it would immediately fall down in the water and die. Due to the poisonous effect of the Yamuna's vapors, the trees and grass near the bank of the Yamuna had all dried up. Lord Krishna saw the effect of the great serpent's poison. The whole river that ran before Vrindavan was now deadly. Krishna, who advented himself just to kill all undesirable elements in the world, immediately climbed up in a big kadamba tree on the bank of the Yamuna. The kadamba is a round yellow flower generally seen only in the Vrindavan area. After climbing to the top of the tree, Krishna tightened his belt cloth and, flapping his arms just like a wrestler, jumped into the midst of the poisonous lake. The kadamba tree from which Krishna had jumped was the only tree there which was not dead. Some commentators say that due to touching the lotus feet of Krishna, the tree became immediately alive. In some other Puranas, it is stated that Garuda, the eternal carrier of Vishnu, knew that Krishna would take this action in the future. So Garuda put some nectar on this tree to preserve it. When Lord Krishna jumped into the water, the river overflooded its banks, as if something very large had fallen into it. This exhibition of Krishna's strength is not at all uncommon, because Krishna is the reservoir of all strength. When Krishna was swimming about, just like a great strong elephant, Krishna made a tumultuous sound which the great black serpent Kaliya could hear. The tumult was intolerable for Kaliya, and he could understand that this was an attempt to attack his home. Therefore, Kaliya immediately came before Krishna. Kaliya saw that Krishna was indeed worth seeing, because Krishna's body was so beautiful and delicate. Its color resembled that of a cloud, and Krishna's legs resembled a lotus flower. Krishna was decorated with Sri Vatsa, jewels, and yellow garments. Krishna was smiling with a beautiful face and was playing in the river Yamuna with great strength. But in spite of Krishna's beautiful features, Kaliya felt great anger within his heart, and thus he grabbed Krishna with his mighty coils. Seeing the incredible way in which Krishna was enveloped in the coils of the serpent, the affectionate cowherder boys and inhabitants of Vrindavan immediately became stunned out of fear. They had dedicated everything to Krishna, their lives, property, affection, activities, everything was for Krishna. And when they saw Krishna in that condition, they became overwhelmed with fear and fell down on the ground. All the cows, bulls, and small calves became overwhelmed with grief, and they began to look at Krishna with great anxiety. Out of fear, they could only cry in agony and stand erect on the bank, unable to help their beloved Krishna. While this scene was taking place on the bank of the Yamuna, there were ill omens manifest. The earth trembled, meteors fell from the sky, and the bodies of men shivered. All these indicate great immediate danger. Observing the inauspicious signs, the cowherder men, including Maharaj Nanda, became very anxious out of fear. At the same time, they were informed that Krishna had gone to the pasturing ground without his elder brother Balaram. As soon as Nanda and Yashoda and the cowherder men heard this news, they became even more anxious. Out of their great affection for Krishna, unaware of the extent of Krishna's potencies, they became overwhelmed with grief and anxiety, because they had nothing dearer than Krishna. They had dedicated everything, life, property, affection, mind, and activities to Krishna. Because of their great attachment for Krishna, they thought, "Today, Krishna is surely going to be vanquished." All the inhabitants of Vrindavan came out of the village to see Krishna. The assembly consisted of children, young and old men, women, animals, and all living entities. They knew that Krishna was their only means of sustenance. While this was happening, Balaram, who was the master of all knowledge, stood there simply smiling. Balaram knew how powerful his younger brother Krishna was, and that there was no cause for anxiety when Krishna was fighting with an ordinary serpent of the material world. Balaram did not, therefore, personally take part in their concern. On the other hand, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, being disturbed, began to search out Krishna, by following the impression of Krishna's footprints on the ground, and thus they moved towards the bank of the Yamuna. Finally, by following the footprints marked with flag, bow, and conchal, the inhabitants of Vrindavan arrived on the riverbank and saw that all the cows and boys were weeping to behold Krishna enwrapped in the coils of the black serpent. Then they became still more overwhelmed with grief. While Balaram was smiling to see their lamentation, all the inhabitants of Brajabhumi merged into the ocean of grief because they thought that Krishna was finished. All the residents of Vrindavan did not know much about Krishna, but their love for him was beyond comparison. As soon as they saw that Krishna was in the river Yamuna, enveloped by the serpent Kaliya, and that all the boys and cows were lamenting, they simply began to think of Krishna's friendship, Krishna's smiling face, Krishna's sweet words, and Krishna's dealings with them. Thinking of all of these, and believing that Krishna was now within the clutches of Kaliya, they at once felt that the three worlds had become vacant. Lord Chaitanya also said that he was seeing the three worlds as vacant for want of Krishna. This is the highest stage of Krishna consciousness. Almost all of the inhabitants of Vrindavan had the highest ecstasy, love for Krishna. Then Mother Yashoda arrived. She wanted to enter the river Yamuna, and being checked, Yashoda fainted. Other friends, who were equally aggrieved, were shedding tears like torrents of rain or the waves of the river. But in order to bring Mother Yashoda back to consciousness, they began to speak loudly about the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Mother Yashoda remained still as if dead, because her consciousness was concentrated on the face of Krishna. Nanda and all the others who dedicated everything, including their lives, to Krishna, were all ready to enter the waters of the Yamuna. But Lord Balaram checked them, because Balaram was in perfect knowledge that there was no danger. For 2 hours, Krishna remained like an ordinary child gripped in the coils of Kaliya. But when Krishna saw that all the inhabitants of Gokula, including his mother and father, the gopis, the boys, and the cows, were just on the point of death, and that they had no shelter for salvation from imminent death, Krishna immediately freed himself. He began to expand his body, and when the serpent tried to hold Krishna, Kaliya felt a great strain. On account of the strain, Kaliya's coil slackened, and he had no other alternative but to let loose the personality of Godhead Krishna from his grasp. Kaliya then became very angry, and his great hoods expanded. Kaliya exhaled poisonous fumes from his nostrils, and his eyes blazed like fire, and flames issued from his mouth. The great serpent Kaliya remained still for some time, looking at Krishna. Licking his lips with bifurcated tongues, the serpent looked at Krishna with double hoods, and his eyesight was full of poison. Then Krishna immediately pounced upon Kaliya, just as Garuda swoops upon a snake. Thus attacked, Kaliya looked for an opportunity to bite Krishna, but Krishna moved around Kaliya. As Krishna and Kaliya moved in a circle, The serpent gradually became fatigued, and Kaliya's strength seemed to diminish considerably. Krishna immediately pressed down on the serpent's hoods and jumped up on them. The Lord's lotus feet became tinged with red from the rays of the jewels on Kaliya's hoods. Then Krishna, who is the original artist of all fine arts, such as dancing, began to dance upon the hoods of Kaliya, although they were moving to and fro. Upon seeing this, denizens from the upper planets began to shower flowers, beat drums, play different types of flutes, and sing various prayers and songs. In this way, all the denizens of heaven, such as Gandharvas, Siddhas, and other demigods, became very pleased. While Krishna was dancing on Kaliya's hoods, Kaliya tried to push Krishna down with some of his other hoods. Kaliya had about 100 hoods, but Krishna took control of them. Krishna began to dash Kaliya with his lotus feet, and this was more than Kaliya could bear. Gradually, Kaliya was reduced to struggling for his very life. Kaliya vomited all kinds of refuse and exhaled fire, while throwing up poisonous material from within. Kaliya became reduced in his sinful situation. Out of great anger, Kaliya began to struggle for existence and tried to raise one of his hoods to kill Krishna. Krishna immediately captured that hood and subdued it by kicking it and dancing upon it. It actually appeared as if the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, was being worshipped. The poisons emanating from the mouth of the serpent Kaliya appeared to be like flower offerings. Kaliya then began to vomit blood instead of poison. Kaliya was completely fatigued. His whole body appeared to be broken by the kicks of Krishna. Within his mind, however, Kaliya finally began to understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Kaliya began to surrender unto Krishna. Kaliya realized that Krishna was the Supreme Lord, Master of everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.